This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
You say, what a cynical passage of Scripture. You're absolutely right, it is cynical. But let me tell you this, there's some of you that believe what Solomon did. And remember Solomon, in all his wisdom, in all his glory, and all his 1,000 wives, didn't know the Christ of the cross. He didn't know that. He didn't hear about the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. He didn't know about grace. He never heard about mercy and forgiveness. He had an appreciation for the Lord. We'll find that out in a few minutes when we read the last chapter or a few verses from the last chapter. But he didn't know Christ, and you do, hopefully. And he's the one who gives meaning to life. I read an interesting article by a Jennifer from Boston, Massachusetts, just outside of Boston. She was a professionally trained person in the ballet. I know nothing about ballet, but I thought what she wrote was interesting. She said because of all her ballet training, she can be at the mall, and a young lady or a woman will walk toward her, and she said, I can tell within 5 to 10 seconds if that woman has had training in the ballet. She walks differently. Her center of gravity is different, the way she holds her chin. And I found that intriguing, that you could look at a person in 5 seconds and determine that woman has been in ballet. Wouldn't it be great if you could spot Christians like that? See somebody at the mall and say, he's a believer. She's a Christian over there, I can tell. And that's not the case, because sometimes we're surprised both ways. The people we think might be believers aren't, and the people we think that aren't are the believers in life. But here's what she said. This woman is now a mother. And she talks about the repetitive nature of ballet training, you know, over and over, the same moves. And then the repetition of being a young mother. I found it fascinating. Here's what she says. I gave birth some time ago, but I'm still becoming a mother. Bend, lift, twist, sing, feed, bathe, repeat a billion times. Tell stories, clean messes, change diapers, repeat a zillion times. Simple actions compose the active structure of motherhood. Teach all that you know, be the very best that you can. Guide, enjoy, prepare, relax, breathe, encourage, accept. The refining process of motherhood is not so unlike the training of being a ballerina. It takes discipline and effort. It takes courage. It requires support. It demands faith and stamina to repeat the sequence in all of its refining power yet again. Being a mother is not a job. It's not a passing phase of life. Mothering is my life. And like any other human interaction and art, like the ballerina, changes are made somewhere deep in the core of whom and what you are, in the memory of the muscles, the heart, and the spirit. Now, this is interesting. Jennifer says that there's a repetitive nature to being a mother. Let me tell you this, there's a repetitive nature to everything in life. You get up, you have breakfast, you go to work, you come home, you go to bed, to get up, to go to work, and you know the routine. And you know what? There can be a futility in that for many people. I'm just doing the same old, same old. Have you ever used that expression when somebody asked you what's going on in your life? Same old, same old. And you know, sometimes it's meant as an offhanded remark, but sometimes it's a confession of despair. Same old, same old.
Well, all this week, the first message in a new series called Futile from the book of Ecclesiastes, written by Solomon. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. To listen to this message again, or any other message for that matter, on Cross Hope. God bless you. Hope you'll listen tomorrow.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.